Welcome back to Community Voices. I'm Randy Eccles, and we're joined today by Brandon Dam. Brandon, welcome. How are you?
All right. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. Happy to have you here. First of all, a little bit about yourself. Are you from Springfield originally, or where are you living now?
Yeah, I am from Springfield. Lived here a majority of my life.
So what do you do in town?
My day job, I'm the public information officer for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. And then outside of that, I am the volunteer director for Rock and Run for Mental Health.
And that's what we want to talk about a little bit more today. Rock and Run for Mental Health. Running or exercise in general is just good for your mental health, is what I understand more and more all the time. But this is not only a run to help people out who want to participate, but it helps out folks beyond that.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about how it worked.
Sure. Well, the event itself, it's a combination of multiple things. There's a 5K run and 1 mile fun run or walk, whatever you choose to do. There's also yoga. There is music, live music. We have that every year as well, a band. This year, it's a band called Vibe and Rant. Kind of a R&B funk type of vibe, maybe some Stevie Wonder, Bruno Mars type of music. Then we have wellness vendors of all types, whether it's massage therapy, physical therapists, local nonprofits that are in the realm of mental health or substance abuse, and other vendors as well.
Sounds like fun. When is it again?
It's Sunday, September 7th at Rochester Community Park. It's from 9 to noon.
Okay, 9 to noon. When does somebody need to get registered for it?
You're still welcome to register up until event day.
Is there a cost then to register?
There is a cost associated with that. I believe right now it's about $35, and run proceeds go to Heritage Behavioral Health in Decatur.
This is in Rochester, and Decatur is where the facility is. You said Heritage Mental Health? No, Heritage Behavioral Health.
Yeah.
Do they have a broad spectrum? Do they help folks out throughout Central Illinois, or what's the region?
They do. They help folks throughout Central Illinois. They offer a variety of services, including for the homeless, those struggling with substance abuse issues, those dealing with mental health issues. They have a variety of services there. They're currently developing a new facility in an old department store building there to expand their services to further reach the community. Each year we find different nonprofits in the mental health realm and donate the run proceeds to them.
I saw where you raised about $26,000. Was that on just one race or the past two races?
The past few years. Now currently we're above $30,000 that we've raised so far over the last 3 years.
And this is the third time you've done the Rock and Run?
Yes.
Okay, Rock and Run for Mental Health. We're talking with Brandon Dam about the September 7th Rock and Run. This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois. And Brandon, really appreciate you joining us. Have you done the run?
I ran the course, but not during the event. I'm busy with a lot of other things at that time.
Getting it all organized, making it happen for sure. I had participated in, there's a branded around the country, rock and roll marathons.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. We did the first one out in Arizona, and they set up a stage about every mile along the route. So there was music playing, you know, as the runners came by, helping keep that motivation, keep that beat. You said you have a band here. Are they playing during the 5K, or is it a culmination at the end of the event?
It's a culmination at the end of the event that the band performs at the pavilion there at the park. We do have course marshals along the route and encourage them to play music on their mobile device or on a Bluetooth speaker. So when people are running by, they're hearing music as well.
Most folks probably use their headphones these days, I'm guessing. Yeah. How are you doing with volunteers? Do you have everybody you need for this year?
We have volunteers, but we're always, you know, want more. It'd be great. People can sign up on our website. There's a volunteer tab. It's rock4mentalhealth.com.
Okay, rock4mentalhealth.com. We'll include a link to that on the post for this interview at nprillinois.org. Tell us a little bit more about the need. It sounds like a fun day, a fun event, and a good opportunity for anybody who likes to run. And even if you don't like to run, there's a 1 mile fun run, as you said, right? But the benefit, the fundraising comes from the registration fees.
Correct.
Also, are there any sponsorships?
There are sponsors that assist with the event. Partial proceeds from that will also go to the charity after event expenses. Yeah, so the need for mental health awareness, I believe statistically they say 1 in 5 people in the last year have experienced a mental health crisis. It seems to be a continuing number, an uptick, just, you know, whether it's world events or social media, the news, things that are impacting us, or even in our personal lives, things that we experience. And I saw a need here in the Springfield community for an event like that. There are charity 5Ks for so many causes out there, and I wanted to do something for this cause. And it not only benefits the charities that receive the funds, but also the community that participate. People know that they're not alone, that there are services out there for them, and that there are people that are like-minded like them as well.
Yeah, you noted pretty well how things have gotten a little more acute with mental health. I think the pandemic might have been one of those things where people just didn't know what was going to be next, and uncertainty is never helpful.
Definitely.
And then, like you said, there's a lot going on right now, and it's all amplified by social media, which you almost can never turn off.
Right.
If people are feeling like they want to support this, they can go to rockformentalhealth.com. That's rockformentalhealth.com. If somebody is feeling down, having a mental health challenge, where should they go?
There are obviously resources online. If it's an emergency situation, you know, they can call 911, but there is a helpline out there, 988, for those that are experiencing mental health crises. Whether you're thinking self-harm thoughts or you're feeling hopeless, 988 is a great resource.
988, and yes, one of the mental health aspects that Rock and Run for Mental Health supports or helps with is also suicide prevention.
Correct.
Yeah. How'd you get the idea to start this? You just saw the need?
Yeah, I saw the need. Mental health is a subject that I'm passionate about as someone that's experienced depression and anxiety and gone through some things. But then also my love of music, going to concerts, seeing live bands. And I know that music can be a resource too for a person's mental health. Then also the movement component with the exercise of running or walking. Movement, music, mental health, it's all a good combination together.
Absolutely. Rochester's a nice location for this. It's going to be on September 7th at the Rochester Community Park. Do they have a trail built in there? Or?
There is a trail, and it connects to the Lost Bridge Trail that runs from IDOT to Rochester.
So it's basically that bike trail, walking path by the Lost Bridge Trail. That'll be great. Again, this is Community Voices on NPR Illinois. We're talking to Brandon Dam about the September 7th Rock and Run for Mental Health. It will be in Rochester at Rochester Community Park. And you can find out more about it or register to participate by going to rockformentalhealth.com. That's R-O-C-K, the number 4, mentalhealth.com. Brandon, when you say that you wanted to take your love of music and match it with this mental health charity, what type of music do you like?
I lean towards rock music and the different subgenres under that, you know, alternative and such. Our event leans that direction, but we've had blues artists. They're all tend to be cover bands. The first year was more of a hard rock band, and this year is more of an R&B style band.
Do you try to find local bands, or?
We do.
Is the name the band that's playing again this year?
This year they're called Vibe and Rant.
And do they have music available, or are they just a cover band?
Yeah, they are a cover band, and they're on social media, and people can check out their music on there.
Anything else you'd like to share with us about the event or what's going on right now?
Yeah, so people are welcome to sign up at rockformentalhealth.com. If you want more information, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, so you can get more information on all those. That's Rock and Run for Mental Health.
Great. There's a challenge for a lot of people when they're not feeling well, and it makes it hard to help them, is that they don't want to disclose it or they feel embarrassed by it. What do you suggest as somebody's running into those issues that they can do?
Yeah, I think that's the first step to hope in the journey of healing is to speak it out and to communicate with someone about your struggles, because internalizing it and keeping it in your head and it's just not healthy. Whether you feel comfortable talking to a friend or family member, you know, some people don't. Like I said, there's that 988 number as well. There are online resources. There are therapists in the community. You know, check with your employer, your insurance company. You know, look around, do the research, and find someone to talk to. Whether it's hooking up with a community group, it doesn't even have to be necessarily mental health related. Getting out there, socializing. You don't have to tell the world everything, but it's good to connect with someone, and it'll help you in that journey.
We just had another segment on one of the shows recently about loneliness as a major contributor, and how loneliness, especially in young men, and they're finding people over 80, which is not a huge demographic as people get older, but it's there. They've lost their friends they've had lifelong. Acknowledging it is a big deal. I've heard a lot more people lately in conversations acknowledge a level of anxiety, or just say, I'm not having a good day. That's helpful, right? To be right out there. Don't be as afraid of sharing.
Yeah.
We appreciate what you're doing. It's Brandon Dam. Thanks for joining us. He's putting on the Rock and Run for Mental Health September 7th at the Rochester Community Park. It'll go on from 9 to noon. The benefits this year will go over to the Heritage Behavioral Health Facility in Decatur. You can get a hoodie, you can get a medal, you can have some fun, hear a band, do some yoga.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Should be a nice day. We greatly appreciate you joining us today, Brandon.
Thank you for having me, and it's okay to not be okay. Now, let's break the stigma and let people know that there's a community out there for them.
Thank you for what you're doing. And if you'd like more information, you can go to rockformentalhealth.com. That's ROCK4, mentalhealth.com. Thanks for joining us on Community Voices.
Thank you.